Our gospel reading is from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 21. It is the parable of the unmerciful servant. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "How many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. I need two volunteers. Two volunteers. Okay. Somebody with some muscles. Somebody that's just been to Australia lately. Oh, Eric. Oh. Ha. Son of a gun. I swear, yeah. It is like that. Let's see. Here we go. Put your hands out in front of you. Turn this way and face everybody. Oh, this way. Right there. Okay. Okay, now hold that. Don't set it on anything. Eric. Put your hands out in front of you the same way. And some pretty big arms. That ought to do it. Today's a real no-brainer. It is. This is a no-brainer. This is one of those things that's so obvious. The Bible makes it real clear. And we understand it. We get it, don't we, about forgiveness? Trouble is, we know it up here, but we're not here. We hear about it and we think, yeah, you know, I should do that, but we don't really mean it. We lack motivation. We lack motivation to really carry it through, to really forgive people. Now, not all of us, but a lot of us. We need some motivation, and that's what today is. It's a no-brainer. Some motivation. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. Ha. Huh. Holding these books is like holding on to a grudge. It's like not forgiving somebody. And when you don't forgive somebody, you're carrying around this grudge with you the whole time, all through your life, no matter where you go. It just gnaws at you. And if you're going shopping and you know that person shops there, you're going to look for them because you don't want to go in there if they're there. Some people won't come to church because they've been hurt by somebody else in church, and rather than forgive them, they'll let it ruin their life. They won't come to church. They'll go to some other church, or they just won't go anywhere at all. I know people like that. I know people who will walk down the other side of the street. I know people who are so mad at somebody that when their name comes up in conversation, they don't have anything nice to say about them. I know people who have been friends for years and years and years, and because of some stupid little thing, they get mad at each other, and rather than forgive one another, they don't speak anymore. Unforgiveness weighs on us, and it gets heavier and heavier the longer we hold on to it. It's like a cancer that just eats away at us. You okay? Okay. Are those heavy? You good? Okay. All right. Romans chapter 12, 19 through 21. The Word of God says, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." One of our memory verses, Romans 12, 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Forgive people. Forgive them. Overcome the evil of that. Forgive them. Turn the other cheek. It doesn't matter who's right and wrong. You don't want to be carrying around this unforgiveness, because it just weighs on you. It begins to suck up your energy. It begins to take your attention, and you're so focused on what it is that's bothering you, you're missing out on the blessings that God has for you. Today's lectionary reading from Matthew 18 there, which we just read, it's about the unmerciful servant, and it begins with Peter asking Jesus, "How many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Sounds reasonable. Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but..." Is it getting heavy? For her, I'm talking about you. I don't care. But it's getting heavy? Okay, almost there. Jesus said, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. There's no counting how many times you forgive. We are always to choose love. That's the kind of life we're supposed to live. And I get it. You know, I understand that there are people who have hurt us. Maybe years ago, maybe just recently. There are people who have hurt us. Maybe physically. Maybe it was emotionally. But they've hurt us so bad, we just can't let go. But we know that we have to, because it's weighing us down. It's eating us up. And so we go to the Lord and we say, "God, I need to forgive. I need to forgive because I can't carry this burden anymore. It's destroying my witness. It's hurting my faith. Eating me up." It says in Matthew chapter 6, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you forgive others, God will forgive you." Verse 15 says, "But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins, and the wages of sin is death." So we go to God and we say, "God, help me. I choose to forgive this person." We go to that person and we say, you know, they're forgiven. Even if we never say a word at all, we treat them with love. We love them. We don't avoid them. God will heal our relationship. God will take that burden away from us. Thank you. You can sit down. Thank you. How are you? You're good? Okay. Are you carrying a grudge? Angry at somebody? Are you avoiding somebody? When their name comes up, got nothing nice to say? You won't help somebody because you don't like them? It takes our energy, takes our attention away from what God would have us do. Eventually, that will kill us, that unforgiveness, because we can't be forgiven. If we don't have an attitude of forgiveness, then we don't love Jesus. John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Jesus said, love one another. He said, turn your cheek 7 times? No, I say 77 times, the number of perfection. Always forgive. Love your enemies. So we need help. God, help me. I choose to forgive. I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel wonderful. When you choose to forgive and you go down that road, it may not happen right away. Thank you. God didn't say it would be easy. He didn't say it would be easy, but he did say, if you don't forgive those who sin against you, he won't forgive us of our sins, and the wages of sin is death. I said this was a no-brainer. To me, that's motivation. I know people who still stamp their foot and say, I don't care. I'm not forgiving that person. That's fine, but you know what you're saying. And you've heard me say this before. And the reason I say it again is because I love you. It's because I preached this sermon Sunday afternoon at a nursing home. And you know, I had an order of worship drawn up for that. And Jane Ernest, she plays the piano. I left the hymns blank so she could play what she wanted. And we went and we had the service. And I just felt that God wanted me to preach on forgiveness. Really felt led to do that for the people at the nursing home. It's a retirement community. So I preached on, but when it came time for my sermon, I forgot to write my sermon. That's like a cup of cold water. Well, when you're going down there and you're thinking it's time to read the scriptures, and I says, I didn't write the sermon. So I preached it off the cuff, as they call it, off the cuff. Preached that sermon, but I'm telling you what, God just gave me the words. And when I was done, there were several people who came up to me and said, thank you. We needed to hear that. Because there are some people who have been carrying unforgiveness around all their lives. They need to let that go. We need to let that go. It's not easy. And if you need somebody to talk to, here I am. I'm a good listener. What goes in one ear goes out what's left of the other. And my lips are sealed. But you need to let it go. For your own sake, you need to let it go. Here's the other thing. Maybe you're the one who needs to ask for forgiveness. Maybe you've been walking around through life with a feeling of guilt. Guilt and shame. Maybe you're the one who needs to go to somebody and say, please forgive me. It doesn't matter what they tell you. But you need to repent of that. And you need to ask for forgiveness from the heart. It's like we told the kids, you need to do it. And if somebody asks you for forgiveness, even if they don't ask, you need to forgive them. Don't let that sin ruin your life. The altar rail is a great place to ask for forgiveness, to ask God for help. Praying at home, in your car, give it to God. Let it go. Don't let it destroy your life anymore. The wages of sin is death. Forgive and forget. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing, freely, freely.